Talk Live. We are here in Texas, the Austin, Texas, Bitcoin Conference, the very first one ever, and rumor has it there might be a second one next year. Seems like this one is turning out pretty good. A few hundred people, the organizer said, 500 showing up here on the first day, and tomorrow is going to be the big, big day. Even more conferences and discussions and presentations will be happening. There's going to be a luncheon, a special charity luncheon put on by our very own Michelle Seven, who is hanging out here tonight. We might be able to sneak her on the air here at some point to talk about what she's up to. But all kinds of interesting people to talk to, as always. And an old friendly face has shown up here from the last Bitcoin conference that I attended. Mark went to an extra one that I didn't go to, which was the Miami one. But I was at the one in San Jose last year, and that of course, was great. This one is great as well. TexasBitcoinConference.com is their website. Jovan Perling, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, Ian. Thanks for welcoming me back.
And you are the creator of the new Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we've had you on the show in the past. To talk about, and you're still doing the new Liberty Dollar.
That's correct, yeah.
But you're doing something that's a little bit different from that, but has some similarities as well. Can you talk about your new project?
Yeah, it's a lot of similarities. Actually, the notion came from that San Jose conference where we met the previous time at the Bitcoin Foundation conference. They saw the new Liberty Dollar pieces that I had with me, and they said, you know, why aren't you doing these for Bitcoin? And I thought to myself, well, really, why am I not doing them for Bitcoin? Probably because there's not enough people that are in Bitcoin yet at that time. That it was at least what I thought. And then I thought about it a little longer, and I thought, you know, well, even if there aren't enough, there will eventually be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stake out your area in the marketplace.
Yeah, we'll stake out the area, but that was the first thought, stake out the area, but also I wanted to do something novel that wasn't being done by anybody else, something different, new, a place in the marketplace that needed to be filled that wasn't being, and so I had to really figure out what that was, and it took a lot of soul searching and a lot of thought to really come up with what to do.
Okay, so tell me about what it is.
Well, this is it's a pocket change of Bitcoin. It's the cold hard cash pieces, the Bitcoin specie. So specie is a word that's fallen out of use, but you probably know what it means. Specie is
like
hard
metal
money.
Yeah.
Metal money, right. Precious metal money. And there isn't any currency in the world right now except for Bitcoin. Now,
wait, there isn't any what currency in the world?
Well, any specie currency. Specie currency is
the new Liberty Dollar, right? Doesn't that count?
Well, it is, but it's not a national currency, right? So the new Liberty Dollar and the Liberty Dollar were currencies, and they are really specie, but there isn't a currency around it, right? So it's just the specie pieces without an overarching currency that's global. So
I see. Okay.
Bitcoin being that global currency needed a specie piece for it.
So what does that mean? Like, for people listening, how do you combine specie or precious metals with Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's a great question.
If you can buy precious metals for Bitcoin in a variety of places, that's not what you're doing here.
Well, that's part of what we're doing, right? So that's where we started. It'll say, okay, so we needed to do a way where you could buy precious metals for Bitcoin and do the exchange back and forth, but also a way to link them in a way that's going to last through the test of time, because Bitcoin is so volatile, and you know precious metals are too, but Bitcoin is way more volatile.
Okay. So help me understand this, because, I mean, I get it because I've looked into this, but what is, you know, my listener who's tuning in for the first time tonight, and, you know, maybe has a grasp of what Bitcoin is, certainly knows what silver is. How are you marrying the two together? How does that work?
Right. Well, to resolve that volatility problem, we did something sort of novel. What we did is we put a QR code on the piece itself that takes you to a website that shows you the current spot market value of the piece in Bitcoin. So whenever you're doing an exchange, you have the unit of account, you have the current precise value of up to 5 decimal points of what the piece is worth at the time of exchange.
So I've gone to this website. Is it coldhardca.sh, coldhardcash?
That's right.
And it gives me, I can put in here the number of silver Bitcoin specie in ounces troy, so there's one by default, and then value in Bitcoin, but you can change that to a variety of world fiat currencies, and it'll give you the current
price based on Bitcoin's value in the market, I presume like a Bitcoin average kind of price, it'll give you the price of an ounce of silver in denominated in Bitcoin or whatever other currency.
Right, that's exactly it. And that really solved the problem for us. Because when you put a value, I mean, when you make a coin, when you make a specie piece, you have to put a value on it, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, people don't know what to trade it for. So we did that, and we put on the 2013 piece quarter Bitcoin because that was about the average. And what we did with that is we thought, okay, this is about the average of what it was for the year, and it'll be a historical marker. So people will look back at them years from now and say, oh, wow, a quarter Bitcoin, I could buy a car with that. And that, yeah. Back then it was only an ounce of silver. You know, so we kind of track the price of it with the nominal value that's on the piece. But the real value you get from that QR code that takes you to that website that's formatted for a mobile phone, and that tells you what the current spot market price is at the point of exchange. So when you trade it with somebody else, they can then trade it to somebody else in the future and get the current spot market value at that time.
Just by scanning the actual piece of silver itself, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was really the one thing that got us over the hump to make them. And we had a bunch of other goals. I mean, what we wanted to make is really a durable and attractive specie piece for Bitcoin. Mm. So one of the things that we struggled with, you know, we love the Cassatius coins and the other pieces that are made with the private key on them that you can store Bitcoin on that are really basically wallets for Bitcoin. But we didn't want to do that because that's already being done. And also they're not really good for carrying around because they'll get scratched or the sticker will peel off.
Right.
You know, they're really meant to be kept.
Yeah, the Cassatius coin is more of a collector's piece than something you can use.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we have collectors, too, but what we really wanted was to have something that we could circulate, something
yeah.
that could be passed around person to person and travel.
Which
the
was the original intention behind the Liberty Dollar. I mean, I, right. as a former Liberty Dollar associate, have been following that terrible situation with Bernard von Nothaus, who has been now waiting 3 years for sentencing. He was found guilty of so-called counterfeiting. The whole thing's a ridiculous situation. But the Liberty Dollar idea was to get silver into circulation and to have people take it out of the vaults and start using them. And now you've melded silver together with bitcoins in a very interesting fashion. You can take a picture of this thing and it's going to give you the actual price, which is different because, used to be if you were handed an ounce of silver, because that's really all this is. There's no bitcoins attached to it.
That's right.
Normally if you were handed an ounce of silver if you're wherever you are, you're at a point of sale, some sort of merchant, you try to hand that person an ounce of silver, they have to know what the price of silver is worth. And if you don't have that, if that person doesn't have that handy, that's kind of inconvenient. But now everybody has a smartphone, you scan the QR code and there's your price point.
Right, right, exactly. And one of the things about, silver and gold and Bitcoin is that they have an practically opposite set of merits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Bitcoin is very easy to transfer over long distances. It's quick. Gold and silver, the opposite, right? If you're going to send it across long distances, you have security issues, you have insurance, you
sure.
have shipping, all that. But very easy to do in person. It takes no electricity. You don't need any special technology to hand someone a piece of silver or gold. Whereas Bitcoin, you have to wait for confirmations and do the whole, get your gadgets and all that.
Yep.
So they sort of have this opposite class of merit. So combining the two seemed to be something that was really necessary to do. And some of the other things about gold and silver, like things that Bitcoin doesn't have, is perfect fungibility and perfect anonymity, right? So Bitcoin has pretty good anonymity, but not perfect. And every transaction in Bitcoin is tracked through the blockchain. It's on the permanent record. It's there forever. Gold and silver.
Not trackable.
Right? Perfectly anonymous and also perfectly fungible. Every piece is exactly the same as every other, which is also different from the Cassatius.
Except it says 2014 on these versus 2013.
Right. Well,
some
different ones for different years.
So how do you get them? How does one order these things?
Well, there's retail outlets that you can get them at. And one of the really good ones in the United States would be Agora Commodities, right? So Agora Commodities is probably the best one in the United States. They ship all over. You can also get them from hardbtc.org, who's really the number one seller of the Cassatius pieces on the planet.
Cool.
You can get them from bitguild.com in the Netherlands.
And you're still doing the Liberty Dollar as well, which is a somewhat different project.
That's right.
NewLibertyDollar.com is your website.
That's right. Yes.
And are those available, the Bitcoin, what do you call them?
The Bitcoin cold hard specie. Cash?
Bitcoin specie.
Yeah.
Are those available through the New Liberty Dollar?
Yeah, they're available directly, but I generally encourage people, if they're buying, less than a lot of them, to go through the retail channels because the retail guys are really good at it.
Joe Von Froehling, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. More coming up from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and they are apparently locking us in the building or something like that.
I feel safe.
Somebody just came by and said that we're not going to be able to get out of here, so you know, we may end up doing an extended broadcast. Probably not, but that is an interesting claim, and I guess we'll maybe have a story to tell tomorrow when we're on the air here from Texas Bitcoin Conference. And I've got a little story to tell today. It's our first time meaningfully in Texas. We've come to the there was like a Dallas conference for the radio business a while back, but you know, we're actually able to kind of see the area here. It's not just a in the hotel straight from the airport kind of thing. We've been driving around a little bit. And I actually had to get something from Walmart today, kind of a last-minute Ethernet cable to hook up our setup here. And they have these kind of creepy things here in Texas, Mark. And I don't think you saw this because you weren't with me on this drive. But you get on the interstate or whatever state road, and instead of toll booths, they have like these stations that take your picture as you go through. Now you can have one of the Easy Pass things or Texas Pass or whatever they call them here. But if you don't have that, then apparently they actually just send you a bill. And so this thing takes a picture of your license plate as you're going through this location, and then they send you a bill. So apparently our rental car company is going to be getting bills for me going to Walmart here today.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's got that flash. I don't know if you've ever seen the red light flashes. They're kind of really creepy.
Yeah.
It's just a really creepy kind of feel.
Fast flash.
Yeah, it's really annoying. So anyway, that was my experience in Texas here today as we're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. TexasBitcoinConference.com is their website. And imagine being able to spend your Bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet, meaning that Bitcoin, using it, will become as easy as money in the meat space world. And other people have been able to imagine this because the creator of MyBTC.cc is here at the Bitcoin conference.
Right, I just got my first MyBTC credit card.
And you aren't the only one. He's sold several of those today. Mm-hmm. And basically, he's selling the idea at this point. Yeah, you have the credit card, but you can't actually use it yet because this is a concept, and it's something that Temper, who's called the show a number of times, is working on implementing right now. In fact, he's looking for investors, and maybe you could be one of those investors. You can go to his Indiegogo campaign by visiting mybtc.cc. That's mybtc.cc. So the idea of a Bitcoin-based credit card, it looks like a credit card. It's not actually credit. You're spending the Bitcoins instantly, but it's got that, you know, credit card feel to it. mybtc.cc to go and learn more about that. Mark, can you introduce our next guest here in our studio at Texas Bitcoin Conference?
Sure, it's Ricky James, and you're here representing Nextcoin?
That's correct.
So tell me about Nextcoin. I mean, you know, this is a convention about Bitcoin. What the heck are you doing here with Nextcoins?
Well, Bitcoin is an old technology. It was implemented 5 years ago, and technologies get old, and it's time to replace them, and it's time to think about replacing Bitcoin.
What's better about Nextcoin?
Well, Nextcoin is different in several ways. Bitcoin has the mining function where basically every 10 minutes there's a new block created, and to reward the miners that create that block, they are given a reward of 25 coins, and that's every 10 minutes. It adds up to 3,600 coins a day. A Bitcoin is currently worth $500 to $1,000, so your daily inflation is in the millions of dollars Bitcoin. And if you do the math over the period of a year, that's can be up to $1 billion worth of inflation. That's been hidden because the price of Bitcoin has been so volatile over the past year. But there is a continuing inflationary aspect to Bitcoin that's associated with the mining function. And the mining function in Bitcoin is associated with something called proof of work. They have to solve a hard cryptographic puzzle, and that's why they use these miner tools, ASIC chips and so forth. Those are very expensive, they're very power consuming, and they take 10 minutes to solve a puzzle that nobody really needs the answer to.
Hmm.
Next is different. Next does not use a proof of work. It uses what's called proof of stake. In other words, we have a cooperative rather than a competitive network that backs up our coin. We have an algorithm that basically chooses who gets to make the next block and does so instantly. So that instead of a race, which all the miners in Bitcoin do every 10 minutes, we basically say, it's your turn, it's your turn, it's your turn. And as a result, we can generate our blocks much faster, and we don't need these supercomputer chips, actually, to do the Bitcoin functionality. We actually use very cheap computers, all the way down to a $35 Raspberry Pi, which is a child's computer that's used in education classes.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I heard about the Bitcoin network, which is the largest computer in the world currently, and it is a big, expensive computer, is that it is resistant to hacking. Like, for instance, maybe some government would dislike Bitcoin because it disallows fiat currency or something like that. So they might want to mount an attack on the Bitcoin network, and that would be difficult to do because there's this big computer that's doing these what you call useless math problems.
Well, it's many computers, small computers.
Yeah, it's a lot of small computers that turn into one big computer as a result. But I guess I should have been more clear on that. So how does your network prevent that kind of attack?
Well, the proof of I don't know that I can really explain in a short period of time. The proof of stake concept that we use, we basically assign people the right to make blocks based on how much currency or next coins they actually own. And in a mining situation, the attack that they are most afraid of is a 51% attack.
Right.
If one mining pool or one entity has more than 51% of the computers in the network, then they basically can write the blockchain to say anything they want it to.
Right.
And so Bitcoin is secured by the fact that there are a wide variety of people that are in competition with each other, and none of them have a majority stake in writing the blockchain. We don't really have a problem with that because we based our choice of who does it next on the amount of currency they own. So for someone to mount a similar attack with our system, which is based on ownership of currency rather than ownership of how many mining computers you've got, they would have to own 51% of the entire currency anyway. So a 51% attack doesn't make any sense in a situation where you're basing it on how much money people have. The miners in Bitcoin only own a small proportion of the actual number of Bitcoins that are out there.
Yeah.
But what they do is they control what is written about all of the Bitcoins. And so a 51% attack, they can own 51% of the mining computers, and they can control 100% of the Bitcoins.
So without getting further deep into technical discussion, I think we don't want to lose our listeners on this. Let's go back to the basics, though. I don't know much about NXT. I'm a user of Bitcoin. How is it this is, the technical side is, how's that going to persuade me as a user to come on board?
Well, one of the aspects that we promote is the fact that it's green. If you look at Bitcoin, the energy consumption that's required to run their mining network, because they are running these very advanced computers, their energy use is currently, we calculate around $35,000 worth of electricity a day, and it's rising. It's millions of dollars of electricity a year. And the way Bitcoin is set up, the problems that these...
I wish we had more time, but we're unfortunately out of it. I appreciate it.
We are green and don't use much power.
New, the number 2NXT.com is his website. And thanks very much for coming on. Enjoy the conference. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. You still can call in at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the website. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in over at freetalklive.com. Actually, go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always available to you, and it's free. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in via live streams. You can listen to us on over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast. We're on satellite, including the free-to-air satellite, which means you can listen in from across the entirety of North and Central America, for the most of North and Central America, as long as you have cheap satellite equipment that you can order very affordably online. You pay $0 per month to tune in, not just to Free Talk Live, but other great shows like Angel Clark, who is actually joining us here on our third microphone. We'll be talking with her in just a moment. But first,
will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? It depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe, Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist, and his hard-drinking sidekick, continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular liberty-themed sci-fi adventure webcomic which updates daily at BigHeadPress.com. And the latest volume with 161 full-color pages is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher, BigHeadPress.com.
All right, so Angel Clark joining us here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and that is TexasBitcoinConference.com. Still not too late to get out here. This was day one of two. Day two promises to be even bigger and better. So if you're in the Austin, Texas area, come on out and join us. Tickets are pretty affordable, actually. You can get the general admission tickets for $100 to get into this thing tomorrow, and it's going to be great. Angel, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Glad to be here. I mean, I never get to see you guys in studio unless we're at Pork Fest.
That's right.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, this is kind of exciting.
Special day.
I know.
Are you going to Pork Fest this year?
I am.
Excellent.
Of course. I already got my hotel room because I don't like to camp.
I don't blame you. So, Angel, you are a talk show host.
I am.
You're into freedom and Bitcoin, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not too good with tech, right? So technology is... I love it, but I don't understand a lot of it. And actually, do you know where I got my first ever Bitcoin? Pork Fest a few years ago. I was selling coffee, and I believe the Bitcoin was valued at about $6
about
at the $6, time.
Yeah. Right.
So I got physical Bitcoin that I later sold for thousands of dollars for a single cup of coffee.
Yeah, you're talking about the Cascasius Bitcoin.
Cascasser.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
I said Cascasius.
But they do a fantastic coin. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those. That year was the same year that Roger Ver, who's like a huge Bitcoin proponent and also a listener of Free Talk Live. He had shown up with, I don't know how many of those physical Bitcoins, but he had quite a few because he gave me like at least a dozen of them and said, hey, give these to everybody in Keene. So I just, you know, distributed the physical Bitcoins. So, you know, they were $2 or $3 or something like that at the time that he did that. And now I don't know what you can get one for on eBay, but it probably is at least $1,000.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the one that you have and the condition that it's in. But I mean, even when Bitcoin was back at 125, we sold our physical one of them for like $1,200. So, you know, I didn't get into Bitcoin early, which I want to kill myself over, you know, but because I heard you guys advertising it nonstop when it was like $3, right? Hindsight is 2020. But so if it weren't for Free Talk Live and Pork Fest, I wouldn't have known anything about it.
You know, Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Liberty Forum also is the other great Free State Project event. It really has brought a lot of people to the idea of Bitcoin. And we were talking with Jeffrey Tucker not long ago on this program, and he, of course, is this huge personality in the Liberty movement who found out about Bitcoin because he was at the Liberty Forum, two or three years ago or something like that.
That's fantastic.
And so these events can really be life-changing for people in ways that they don't even understand or realize when they're first going. I mean, it just sounds like you're going to have fun in the woods camping with people, but, you know, before you know it, you've got this new currency, and that's completely changed how your life is.
I'll tell you what really excites me about Bitcoin. I mean, obviously the concept, right, is fantastic, but so many liberty-oriented people got involved when it was, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5. So what we have now is we have thousands of liberty-oriented people who now have much more money.
Yes.
So they're going out and they are creating liberty-oriented jobs, liberty-oriented businesses. They're getting involved in ways that they couldn't before, because when you think of, you know, libertarians and voluntarists, you tend to think
they're
broke
poor
kids,
yep,
right? But not anymore. Thank you, Bitcoin.
You're right. And that, I think, is a game changer that we don't really even have a grasp on yet, because those people, even though they've got a lot of Bitcoin wealth right now, when you get this windfall of money, you know, you don't necessarily know what to do with it. So we're probably going to see the kind of the new money problem where people, you know, just basically splurge and just spend all their money on stupid stuff. I'm sure that's going to happen. But as you say, others will use it wisely. They'll invest. They'll create jobs, etc. Are we seeing a lot of that happening yet? I don't know. Obviously, we don't find out what everybody's plans are.
We're seeing a little bit, I think.
And we don't know who's got all that money, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe some of them are keeping it close to their chest and not necessarily, you know, not going out and buying a flashy car or something like that to put it on Front Street that their new money Bitcoin. But I think that is going to be a big game changer, because in the Liberty Movement, there are a lot of people who are notoriously, you know, brilliant, but also poor.
Yes.
And now that has changed. And so it'll be interesting to see over the next 2-3 years how that manifests in reality.
Look at the hackathon that is going on today here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. They have over $1 million in prizes.
Yep.
And the point is to create like a decentralized, open source application, right? But so someone who probably got a lot of money from Bitcoin wants to see this technology get better. And so they're giving incentive to people. I mean, this is the kind of thing that I think we're going to start seeing more often.
I think you're absolutely right. Angel Clark, radiofreedom.us is your website?
Yes, that's the one.
People can go there. They can listen to you daily on your radio program, which appears before hours on LRN.fm, so you're 5 to 7 Eastern time. And, of course, you've got podcast archives and things like that.
Yeah, angelclark.us. You can find
them all there. Oh, angelclark.us.
Well, that's just the archives.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So live streaming and archives at radiofreedom.us?
Yes.
Or just, okay.
Yes.
I think I follow you there. We're going to go to the phones. Rich is... Oh, nope. He actually just
dropped.
He just dropped off the line, was trying to get Rich there in West Virginia. So our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. What's your favorite part of the event so far, Angel?
You know what? I think it's seeing all of these people kind of come together. You know, a lot of these people I've interacted with online, and I've never been to Texas before. I've actually never been to this area
at all.
This
is your first Bitcoin conference,
then,
right?
It is my first Bitcoin conference.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's just being here.
So connecting with people that you previously only interacted with online.
Oh yeah, yeah. And also I have to add, because I'm in Texas, I'm going to go to a rodeo. I've never been to one. I'm totally going to go to a rodeo.
How long are you in town?
I'm staying for South by Southwest.
Oh, and that's this weekend, right?
Yes.
In Austin.
So I'm leaving next Sunday, I think.
So South by Southwest. Wait, this coming Sunday or the Sunday after?
The Sunday after.
Oh wow! So South by Southwest, pretty long event.
Yeah, yeah, and they have a gaming expo that starts this weekend, so I'm going to go and see the video games.
So South by Southwest, that's not just a film fest, then it's like even bigger than that.
Music
now.
Okay. And
technology.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds like fun. So are you doing your show live from South by Southwest?
Not from South by Southwest, but we'll be doing it live from Texas for the week while we're here.
Okay. That's exciting. And people can tune in over at radiofreedom.us.
Yes.
Thanks, Angel. Appreciate you sitting in here on Free Talk Live. As we approach the end of the first night, we have one segment remaining. Still time if you want to sneak your call in, 855-450-FREE. And we're going to bring in Michelle Seven to wrap out the show with us here. Coming up in moments here on Free Talk Live.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and it is day one of two. We'll be here tomorrow for day two of two, and we'll bring you more interviews of interesting people, people who are behind the scenes of Bitcoin and some out in the front, like our friend Michelle Seven, who has taken a very public role as the Bitcoin Belle. Michelle.
Yes, baby, that's me, and it's so nice to be here with Ian and Mark. Oh, my God.
Right, and we also are in the same hotel together, so it's been fun catching up with you, and of course our longtime listeners know that you were a co-host on Free Talk Live for,
yes.
a couple years.
Yeah.
And then you sadly had to leave New Hampshire.
Well, it's just a temporary thing.
Is it now?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I definitely want to have a place in New Hampshire, absolutely, but right now I am without a home.
Oh no, are you living on the streets?
People are happy to take me in, but you know, I had some trouble with the government, and they don't seem to want to allow me to have a bank account or things.
Well, that's okay. You've got Bitcoin now, right?
I do have Bitcoin, and it is the answer to all of the questions that have been plaguing my anarchal sort of tendencies.
When did you become the Bitcoin Belle?
A week before the Miami conference, only like, 4 weeks ago or something?
Mm-hmm.
I did. And I've been interested in Bitcoin since I learned about it through Free Talk Live, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so so it's because of Mark.
That's right.
I have Mark to thank, yeah. And but I didn't buy any. Some people gave me some, but I did not actually start buying any until about a year ago. And that was because of the Bitcoin Bowtie Banker, also known as Derek J. Freeman.
Oh.
Yes, that's what I call him.
Mm-hmm.
A triple B. And, yeah, so it's a really awesome space, and I like the aspects of the liberty aspect as well as the technological.
Well, you were telling me last night at the hotel as we were chatting that you're really excited about Bitcoin because it is allowing you to spread the ideas of liberty in a way that you've been unable to do previously.
It has opened up the door, it has been a door to open up the conversation like nothing I've ever experienced. I've spoken to people about liberty for like 34 years in the grocery store lines, everywhere I go. And, you know, people treated me like a missionary evangelist. They just would put their fingers in their ear a lot of the time. I have had almost 100% success with Bitcoin, regardless of people's political beliefs. They understand the tangible quality of the money in your wallet. I don't talk about their investments. I don't talk about taxes. I don't talk just like, what do you have in your wallet and the ownership of that and being able to not have that taken from you. And it allows an opportunity to go then into personal freedom and owning yourself, owning the fruit of your labor or owning your property and everything. In fact, I will show you guys a picture. Obviously, the listeners won't be able to see it, but I'm wearing this bandana that people will be able to see.
You're wearing that right now.
I am. It's for Sean's Outpost, the charity that Jason King was talking about earlier. And there's a gentleman who is a chef over at the Hyatt, and I noticed as he was walking by that he was wearing a bandana on his head, and I said, "Hey, you!" And I said, "Would you like to see my bandana?" And I showed him, and he said, is that Bitcoin? I said, "Yes." And he said, "Wow, I've never known anyone that had it or anything. I've heard about it on NPR."
Yep.
Got him set up with a wallet.
Excellent.
Yes. And, you know, changing hearts one wallet at a time.
I love it. That's so great. Now, Michelle, you mentioned Sean's Outpost, one of the kind of Bitcoin-accepting oriented charities out there.
It is the biggest Bitcoin charity out there, definitely. Jason was able to raise enough Bitcoin to purchase, with Bitcoin, Satoshi Forest, which is 9 acres in Pensacola, Florida, that is designated as a refuge for homeless.
So you're putting together a luncheon tomorrow, which will be benefiting Sean's Outpost as well as antiwar.com and
Bitcoin Not Bombs.
And something else. I feel like
Bitcoin 100, which is a charity for Bitcoin charities, as well as Free Aid.
Bitcoin 100, and from, I've heard about these guys, and from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bitcoin 100 is a charity that encourages charities to accept Bitcoin. And one of the ways they will do that is by giving $100 worth of Bitcoin, or is it $1,000?
They give you $1,000.
$1,000 worth of Bitcoin to said charity. So if you know of a charity that is not yet accepting Bitcoin, they can get $1,000. And for the average charity, $1,000 is nothing to turn your nose up at.
Correct.
So that may incentivize that charity to say, "Hey, look, I know how you can get $1,000. Just start accepting Bitcoin, and this group will give you $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. And then you might get all these other Bitcoin contributions that may be money left on the table otherwise." So I think that's a pretty cool idea.
I am not sure myself if you get $1,000 or you get $1,000 in Bitcoin.
I would suspect it is $1,000 worth of Bitcoin.
I would
personally
hope so, but that's not what I recall, quite frankly. And so people can go to Bitcoin 100, I think it's .org actually, and look that up. I'm familiar with the other four.
Yeah.
So we're really excited, and we're selling the tickets for 0.25 BTC, and the speakers are all invited to come gratis, so they will be hosted by us, and then everything's been donated. Texas Bitcoin Conference donated the food, and so it's going to be yummy barbecue, and then I had other people donate money, so I was able to make, you know, prizes and these bandanas and T-shirts and things like that, so people can have swag, and Jordan Page has donated an hour of his time, so he's going to play music for us. It should be a really good time.
According to Bitcoin100.org, they will donate the Bitcoin equivalent of $1,000. So they are only donating Bitcoin to those groups, which I think is really exciting. And I tried to introduce a local charity to this, and I think they just haven't responded yet. So hopefully more people will become aware of it. Bitcoin100.org. And, of course, we already know Bitcoin Not Bombs, which is our friend Davi Barker and some other
people. He actually designed the bandana I'm wearing.
It looks like his work, yes.
Yes.
He does a great job with that.
And Will Pangman with Mass Appeal was who printed everything up for us. So the whole everything was done with Bitcoin businesses.
Awesome. So you're talking about maybe coming to Porkfest this year. Is that true?
I would really like to go to Porkfest.
How long has it been now? 2 years?
I went 2 years ago for a brief time in 2012. And then 2010 was, of course, my first year when I did all the pole dancing and...
That's right.
Raised money for Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. That was a fun day.
I heard that Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which is, of course, where you were doing that pole dancing.
Yes.
I heard they're going to be having a nighttime dance party this year instead of normally it's in the daytime.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big change for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, we're talking about Porkfest. It happens every summer in New Hampshire, and it's a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire and meet literally hundreds, over 1,000. It was around 1,500 last year. Attendees, people who love the ideas of freedom, and many of whom are Free State Project participants who are going to make the move or have already made the move, as you have done, Michelle. Yeah. And
I've never heard once of anyone who has gone to Porkfest who did not say it was the time of their life.
Yeah, it really is. It's an epic experience. You can't, you know, some people can't always make it back every year, but others are like, man, I've got to give up all the vacation time. I've got to go because
it's important. And it's for everyone. I mean, we've got Varen, who is formerly the president of the Free State Project. He's a Christian. You've got people who are atheists. You've got people who are into polyamory. You've got people who are into agribusiness. You've got everything. There's something for everyone.
And you're a Christian.
Right. I am a Christian.
And
Christian anarchist, of all things.
Right, and there's a good group of Christian anarchists within the Free State Project. So I'm excited that we're here with you. You're going to be here tomorrow, I imagine, throughout the day. You're running the luncheon and...
helping out with a couple panels.
How do people follow you as the Bitcoin Bell in this new persona?
So on Twitter, you just go...
The same old persona, but it's a new name.
Right, yeah. So Bitcoin Bell on Twitter.
At Bitcoin Bell, is
correct.
That how you find it?
That's how you find people's handles, is the at sign.
Right. Now, Bell isn't a woman, B-E-L-L.
As in Southern Belle.
Yes, Justin Patak, who writes for the Mises Institute, has been calling me Bell for like 5 years or something. So that's how... But, you know, it's funny. I have people who, for the most part, are really great. Once in a while, you get some haters. Like, there really is
Who could hate the Bitcoin Bell?
I know. Well, they said you're not even pretty. Why do you have that as your name?
Ridiculous.
No.
The haters are going to hate,
They're
Michelle.
They're going to hate. No, so you just got to keep your eye on the prize, and that is certainly economic and social freedom for all of us.
Awesome. Well, thanks, as always, for spending time with us here on Free Talk Live. And people can still hear you every now and then on Derek J's show as well. You kind of co-host with him.
Yes, I poke in on Sundays once in a while, occasionally.
PeaceNewsNow.com.
Yes, PeaceNewsNow, and also the Bitcoin group once in a while.
And he's coming back this summer, which is so exciting.
He loves the Free State Project and all of his CivDis people and being around people who have like-minded interests, definitely.
We'll see you tomorrow for day number 2 of 2 of the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Check that out. We'll see you then.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address and our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.